The following Burl Report podcast is made possible through support from Biotech 2014, Transforming Healthcare. Burl Media's 28th annual report on the life sciences, available now at burlmedia.com. I'm Daniel Levine, and this is the Burl Report. NextVet is a global biotechnology company developing monoclonal antibodies, but what makes it unusual is that it's developing these therapeutics for pets. NextVet's platform technology can take a human monoclonal antibody and customize it to target a new species, such as cats or dogs. We spoke to Mark Heffernan, CEO of NextVet, about the $25 billion global animal health drug market, the company's technology, and why he expects his products to be cost competitive. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So NextVet is working to bring human monoclonal antibodies that have been caninized and felinized, as it were, and bring them to the veterinary market. Let's start with the opportunity itself. How do you view the market?
Yeah, the animal health market, particularly for companion animals, is our area of focus. The market itself has grown consistently over the last number of years on a year-by-year basis. The demographic is changing significantly. We're living older. Many of the diseases of that we see ourselves as humans are now being seen in pets. So as a consequence of that, the pharmaceutical market has grown to about a $9 billion a year opportunity for companion animals.
There's been growing activity on the animal health front. Is there competition to bring monoclonal antibodies to pet care? What's the competitive landscape?
For monoclonal antibodies, the competitive landscape is emerging. Certainly there are other companies in the space that have been very successful in their financing and capital raising over the last 12 months. Namely, Aratana and Kindred are also in this space. But what differentiates NextVet is that we are purely focused on the development of biopharmaceuticals for companion animals. That is our mantra from the outset. And we have developed a platform that enables us to bring 100% species-specific product through to market. We are not using chimeric or CDR grafting approaches.
So
the petization platform is what we have developed.
What's the technology underlying the company, and do you consider NextVet a platform company?
Correct. NextVet is a platform company. We have developed a pioneering technology, which is a rapid way of converting an antibody from any one species to another species. It even has humanization applications. The technology was developed by our chief scientific officer. His name is David Gearing. David's formerly of Millennium Pharmaceuticals in the US and CSL in Australia. And he's pioneered a rapid and robust way using an algorithmic-based approach of interspecies conversion of biopharmaceuticals.
Give us a little monoclonal antibody 101. What do you have to do to take a humanized monoclonal antibody and make it appropriate for a dog or a cat?
Well, you have to make sure that your starting antibody, whether it's from a mouse or from a human sequence, is compatible to the target. And by that, I mean it binds to the target of interest. Once you know that, you have to obviously know the sequence of that antibody, so the amino acid sequence. We take that information, we put that through the petization algorithm, and what comes out is a 100% species-specific sequence, whether it be for dog, cat, or horse. We would then take that product, express a small amount of material, and do comparable binding in vitro. This process is incredibly quick. It retains the affinity of the starting antibody, And we've done repeat dose immunogenicity studies with this, and we have not seen any immunogenicity with our two lead programs.
Drug companies are always looking to maximize the revenue for their assets. In the past, we've seen drug makers turn to the veterinary market to extend a franchise for a drug by developing it for pets. What's the strategy for NextVet, and how is it positioning itself with potential partners?
So NextVet is a fully, we are developing products right through from research through into the clinic ourselves. We are a clinical stage company at this point. It is our intention to bring product to market in the US ourselves, and we are looking at various strategic relationships with other companies for the rest of the world.
But is the idea to find monoclonal antibodies that may be on the market for human health today and license those and to make them available to the pet market?
That is one strategy. We are looking at a number of products, and we've already successfully petized a number of products that are either phase three or marketed products. We obviously have to have freedom to operate. So in this case, we're taking antibodies where we do have freedom to operate and undertake this. Moving forward, we are looking at strategic collaborations with small and large companies about using their antibodies to petize and make those available for the companion animal market.
So let's talk about your lead products. They're both one for dog, one for cats, both in the indication of pain. What exactly are they?
So NV01 and NV02 are dog and cat anti-nerve growth factor antibodies, respectively. So these are highly potent antibodies that inhibit the NGF pathway, which in phase three human clinical studies have been incredibly successful from what you see in the published literature. These programs are progressing towards major clinical studies or our pivotal clinical studies in the coming years. And we've got some great data that we've just presented with one of our key opinion leaders just 2 weeks ago at one of the large animal health conferences in Nashville, showing in a double-blind placebo-controlled study with NV01, a single administration of NV01 can have pain relief out to 4 weeks. You compare and contrast this to daily non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, which have a number of untoward effects, namely gastrointestinal bleeding, ulceration, as well as kidney and liver toxicities. We think that the target product profile for NV01 is a superior opportunity.
When you do a pain trial for a dog or a cat, what is the clinical endpoint and how do you measure pain in an animal?
There are a number of validated questionnaires, if I can call them that, or surveys that basically the owner would complete on a weekly or bi-weekly basis. And these surveys ask a number of questions pertaining to how the pain in their animal is perceived and how it's interacting or how it's interfering with their day-to-day activities.
And in the case of the use of this drug, these would be animals with arthritis or what would be the types of causes of pain?
Correct. We're looking at osteoarthritis as the primary indication for these products. And interestingly, in cats, there is no product approved for the chronic management of pain in cats. This is due to the fact that they have they lack a key pathway in their liver that enables them to metabolize small molecules effectively. So as a consequence, they accumulate and lead to toxicities. We believe that biologics, such as NV02, is a great opportunity here to create what could be a significant market.
So what other indications are you likely to pursue?
Other indications for these programs may include oncology pain, itch associated with dermatitis. There are also a number of other conditions, painful conditions in the acute setting as well.
Well, I'm thinking more broadly. Are you looking at anti-inflammatories or cancer?
So we have another program that is on our website, which is anti-TNF approaches to targeting inflammation, anti-inflammatory diseases. In dogs and cats. We're also looking at various other indications where you've seen the success of human monoclonal antibodies, and we're building our research team, which is based in Australia, to enable us to explore a number of other opportunities in the companion animal space.
And in terms of, you recently completed a $31.5 million venture round in April. How's that funding being used, And how far will it take you?
So that funding is being used to obviously progress our pipeline of programs towards clinical studies and our pivotal clinical studies. We're also using that to enhance our research operations in Australia and to build upon our commercial team here in the US.
So when I think of monoclonal antibodies, I tend to think of fairly expensive drugs, expensive enough so that there are many people who can't afford them, let alone dogs. How do you expect pricing to work?
So we've done quite a lot of work, both at the research and feasibility scale, looking at monoclonal antibody production. We're using the very best expression systems, getting multi-gram per liter quantities. We're using a platform technology that enables you to retain the affinity of highly potent antibodies. And when you combine that with the fact that we're looking at a species that is typically significantly smaller than that in a human, we believe that we will be comparable in terms of cost per day to small molecule drugs with these compounds.
Wow. Is there any risk that someone might try to use these drugs in humans as a more cost-effective alternative?
These drugs will be administered by the veterinarian. So you will have to take your animal, your dog or your cat, or potentially your horse, to the vet on a monthly or every 2 monthly basis for administration, so the risk is lower.
So there's been a growing pet insurance market. Is reimbursement something you have to build in as a strategy as well?
In the future, yes. It's still relatively small here in the US. In other countries in Europe, it is on the increase or in the vicinity of 20%, but it's less than 5% of people here in the US have pet insurance at the moment.
Down the road, you expect this to be something that you're going to have to do like human drug companies in terms of bringing in the payer into the discussion? Or
absolutely. So we'll be having those discussions when we get closer to commercial phase.
And is there a timeline when you expect to bring the first product to market?
The potential to bring NV01 through to market is within the next 3 to 4 years. One of the beauties about animal health compared to human health is the time and cost advantage in getting a product through to market. It is significantly less than in the human world. So, for instance, you're looking on average at about 5 to 7 years to get a product through to market in animal health compared to in excess of 10 years in human health. And the cost is also significantly less.
Mark Heffernan, CEO of NexVet. Mark, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
And a reminder to our listeners that Biotech 2014, Transforming Healthcare, Burl Media's 28th annual report on the life sciences, is now available. To order a copy or download a free sample, go to burlmedia.com. Thanks for listening. For information on Burl & Company events and publications, go to burlandco.com. And be sure to join us at theburlreport.com for the latest news and analysis on the life sciences industry. Sign up for our free e-newsletter, the Burl Weekly Brief, by hitting the sign-in link at the top of our website. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Burl Report and at DS Levine. And thanks to Jonah Levine for providing the Burl Report theme music.